USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Writers Guild of America announced yesterday that it had reached a tentative agreement with the major Hollywood studios that would bring an end to the 146-day strike. Now that a deal with the writers has been tentatively agreed upon, the studios can turn their attention toward cutting a deal with the Actors Union to end the Hollywood labor shortage. SAG-AFTRA, the union that represents striking actors last night, congratulated the WGA for reaching a tentative agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. The Canadian Auto Workers Union, Unifor, said its members ratified a new agreement with Ford yesterday, which covers more than 5,600 workers. Here in the United States, the United Auto Workers strike against the big three domestic automakers comes at a volatile time in American politics. President Biden announced last week he will be joining the picket line tomorrow and stand with UAW workers. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is scheduled to give a primetime speech in Detroit on Wednesday in a room filled with blue-collar workers, counter-programming the second GOP presidential debate and separately meeting with striking auto workers. Senator Bob Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, faces calls to resign after being indicted on bribery charges last week. Menendez, who was indicted alongside his wife Nadine, has refused to resign and says he is not going anywhere, end quote. Prosecutors are accusing Menendez and his wife of accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes, in cash, gold, lavish gifts, and other expenses in exchange for using his power to benefit three New Jersey businessmen. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, along with nearly all of New Jersey's Democrat House delegation, has called on Menendez to resign. Otherwise known as the Day of Atonement, today is Yom Kippur. We are USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
The United States is about to enter its 22nd government shutdown in the last 50 years, with Congress facing a Saturday deadline to pass appropriations bills to fund the government. If the government was to shut down, non-essential federal functions are suspended. Health programs, Social Security, Medicare, SNAP benefits, Food and Drug Administration inspections, and small business loans would be affected. Samples from an asteroid a while back have returned to Utah.
Samples from the asteroid Bennu, captured 3 years ago, are headed back to Earth on the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft. NASA's Melissa Morris says the mission has already achieved so much.
It's the first U.S. mission to return samples from an asteroid, and that sample mass collected is the largest from beyond the orbit of the moon.
The rocks and dust will land in a return capsule in the Utah desert on Sunday morning, completing the seven-year mission. NASA says it will offer generations of scientists a window into the time when the sun and planets were forming around 4.5 billion years ago. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Homeland Security officials have announced the number of migrants illegally crossing into the United States has risen since the start of September. Border Patrol is reporting thousands of illegal immigrants were encountered on Sunday. New policies put in place by the Biden administration in May, which initially kept the numbers low, may be having less of an impact now. Lance Pry, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.